Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
Hey everyone, this is BT and welcome to Inside the Episode. Today we are going inside episode 94, which was the fifth and final part in David's series on the 12 Rules for Life, An Antidote to Chaos by Jordan Peterson. And this was a very intense book study. Wouldn't you agree, David?
I definitely would agree.
And, you know, you started off the episode by sharing a quote that I just wanted to reiterate here because it was so good. I had to write it down. Dare instead to be dangerous. Dare to be truthful. Dare to articulate yourself and express, or at least become aware of, what would really justify your life. Now, that is an extremely powerful quote, and I'm so glad you shared it on the episode. How has that daring to be dangerous shown up in your life and your business?
Oh, you had to start with that, huh?
We're starting off really light.
Yeah, I see that. Well,
because you're a dangerous guy. I mean, when I look at that, dare to be dangerous, I think of taking risks. I think of putting yourself out there. I think of you being transparent and vulnerable. And I think that's what the gift, I think that's what attracts people to this podcast. It attracts people to your events. It attracts people to hire you to coach them. You know, I think that when I see dangerous, I see, you know, your ability to put yourself out there.
Yeah, I think that there's the obvious things like the danger of starting your own business, the danger of walking away from a secure job, the danger of being willing to come to the realization that you don't have what it takes to do it, although I didn't come to that realization, but I definitely contemplated it for quite some time before I started. And then there's the not so obvious, which is the incredible danger that lies in going into some very dark places with people and helping them walk out of those places. Peterson once said that, you know, number one, we should not be running around trying to help anyone unless they ask for it, which I highly agree with. He said, and then only with very careful consideration. And I agree with that also. And I think part of the reason for that is because when you start messing around with other people's lives, you damn well better have an idea of what it is that you're doing and talking about, because you're dealing with another person's life. And it's a great responsibility to do that, but it is dangerous. Like, it's very, very dangerous. You want the best for a person, but I would argue that we can't ever know what's best for someone else. So the danger in it is that you put your own ego aside and you kind of let them guide you out of where they are. I mean, I don't ever go anywhere with someone without their permission to do so. And you open a barrel of monkeys half the damn time when you go into these places with people, because there's so much chaos going on inside the person's life. But the whole idea is to bring order out of it in order to walk them out. But to answer your question, the danger, I think that a lot of people would look at the way that I live and it would scare the hell out of them. Not everybody, but a lot of people. But that's really, it's not so much that that's dangerous, that's more ignorance on their part. I know that it was for me too. Like, if I would have looked at living my life the way that I do now back when I didn't and I was completely ignorant, it would have scared the hell out of me. There'd have been no way that I could even consider doing some of the things. So I've had to break through things that were dangerous, because the consequences of everything that I've done in order to build my career, every step of the way, there's a significant consequence to fucking it up. There's just no question about it. Whether it's working with other people or stepping on someone's stage or booking a room to put hundreds of people in and being responsible for that, if you're not going to follow through, there is definitely a danger there.
Yeah, absolutely. Also in the episode today, you referenced Peterson's discussion around what he called the evil triad, which was arrogance, deceit, and resentment. Can you talk more about that three-headed monster and how you worked personally to tame those?
Yes. So I think the first key is to understand that they're there. And I think that that's what Peterson's doing in the book. Like, he's saying, hey, these things live in us, and we've got to ask them, what do they need? And we have to learn how to give voice to them. So like I mentioned in the on the podcast, you know, I dealt with this first in the back of that trailer. That's what was going on in my life. That is the description of where I was living from at that point. And what's unfortunate about it is that once that triad takes over, it only goes to destruction, BT. Like, it ends horribly. I was lucky that it didn't end that horribly for me. I managed to turn it around when it got to the place where it was mostly intolerable, to be honest with you. Like, I was at the end of my rope in every area of my life. Sure. So then it was like, I have to address this. Although I didn't know that that's what I was addressing. Like, I cannot emphasize that enough in all the things that I teach. I honestly didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was grasping at straws at best to try to figure it out. But luckily enough, I went to the opposites of those three things and started to embody those, and immediately started to see a turnaround in my life, which then made me really enthusiastic about the idea that I was on a right track and that I could continue to turn that around if I could figure out what the hell I was actually doing. So it took, you know, it's interesting because it brings you back to the danger thing. The danger thing is also about asking really tough questions of yourself and then being able to really see the answers, and then also being a vocal proponent of something good in the world. Because, look, the more you go out there and stick your head up and say, I stand for something, the more you get, you know, criticized for actually doing it.
Fantastic. So you just closed out this 5-part series around Peterson's 12 Rules for Life. Very easily could have been 50 episodes. Easy. Let's be honest with ourselves. Pretty heady stuff, to say the least. So what recommendations can you offer our TSM listeners so they make this an ongoing study and really tap into what Peterson's trying to get across?
Well, the first thing is to get the book. And it's a real treat, I always think, if you're able to get an audio book where the actual author is reading it. And in both of Peterson's books, hardcover books, the first one, Maps of Meaning, The Origin of Belief, I believe is the title, and then this one, 12 Rules of Life and Antidote to Chaos, his audio version is actually him reading it. So what's really great is that you can feel and get a sense of his humor. He's also an emotional man, so when he gets to tough parts, you'll hear him weep or choke up in areas. But I think that you get the book, and that these are books that you don't just read and put down. You give them I'd like to do it this way. Give it a once through. Go through it one time, and then go back and start studying it. Really start taking the concepts and the principles and the homework that he's asking you to do, because he asks you to do quite a bit in here, and do the work. Do it and ask yourself the tough questions. This is a book that I think is studied over a long period of time. Like, I don't imagine seeing myself 10 years from now dip back into this from time to time, even though I'm doing a pretty exhaustive study of it right now. It's that good. Like, they're principles that are true and deep and good forever, for like a long, long time. So to answer the question, I think really what it is that you get the book, you study it. I mean, as long as Peterson resonates with you, you study it. If you don't like it, obviously you find somebody else. And then I think that a really good thing, if you want to go really deep into what he's doing, his website has all of his lectures from the University of Toronto on there. And he keeps updating it. He has a podcast and he does really great interviews. And he's been interviewed by a lot of really great people. And you get a different sense of him in different areas. You know, Maps of Meaning is a tough book. It's a real tough book to get through. This one's a little bit easier, I found. And his lectures, I find, are a little bit easier because he backs off on the extensive language a little bit. But I think that's good, too, because, we should be learning language better. And he definitely puts a lot of thought into what he has to say. But I think that his concept and way that he sees the world is there's a holistic aspect to it so that it's not just a positive Pollyanna, think great, you know, and get results type book. It's actually a book that helps bring about transformation.
That's great. Well, let me speak for the listeners and say how grateful we are that you took us through this on this five-part series. It's been absolutely incredible. Lots to learn. There's no shortage of information out there about Jordan Peterson. Get the book, 12 Rules for Life, An Antidote for Chaos. Make it a study and then check in with us and let us know how it goes. So thanks again, David, for bringing us through this.
My pleasure. Thanks, BT.
Yep.
Listening to the Successful Mind podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.